I'm Andrea Bernstein with Amy Holmes. John Hockenberry is away. Amy, the public option in healthcare, that was just a teeny tiny part of healthcare reform,
teeny,
right?
Teeny tiny. Minuscule.
This is what the president said this weekend.
The public option, whether we have it or we don't have it, is not the entirety of healthcare reform. This is just one sliver of it, one aspect of it. And by the way, it's both the right and the left that have become so fixated on this that they forget everything else.
That comment and others like it from Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius have drawn a lot of attention, in no small part from Howard Dean, the former governor of Vermont, one-time presidential candidate, and the former chair of the Democratic National Committee. He's also a doctor. Howard Dean joins us this morning for his thoughts on reform. Good morning, Governor. Welcome
to
the Takeaway.
Thank you.
I just got back from your lovely state. How beautiful it is.
It's lovely, and now it's about 95 degrees here.
You must be a very happy person living in Vermont.
Nice. We had a lot of rain for a while, and now it's a great summer.
So maybe a little bit unhappy about what the president said in Grand Junction.
I'm not very worried about it. I think at the end of the day, we're going to have a health care bill, and we're going to have a public option in the health care bill. The truth is, you can't do cost controls, and you really can't really do health reform without a public option. So, and the public option is not so complicated, really. I think they've had some trouble explaining it, but it's very simple. Just let people under 65 get into Medicare. That's basically what it is. It's not quite exactly right, but that's pretty much it.
We had a guest at the top of the show, Art Kaplan, who seemed to think that a healthcare cooperative would be okay. Also, it would be a regulated nonprofit that would perform essentially the same function. Why don't you think that?
Because we've tried it before. Blue Cross Blue Shield used to be something like that. It was a nonprofit. It used to be have public members on the board, but they got eaten up by the private insurance industry. Yesterday on Wall Street, the stocks went down almost 200 points, but the health insurance stocks went up. Now, why do you suppose that is? Those people on Wall Street aren't so dumb. They know that the funneling $60 billion worth of government money into the health insurance companies is going to get them a lot of money, and the co-ops are going to get crushed, just like Blue Cross is now mostly a private health insurance company. And they behave towards their patients and their doctor and the doctors just the way the private health insurance industry does. That is, they cut you off your insurance if you get sick, or they don't let you have any insurance, or they won't insure sick people, and they charge you more. It's not good for the country, and it's very, very expensive. This is not going to work without a public option.
Governor Dean, this is Amy Holmes here. Just to clarify, you believe in the final version of this that we will not have co-ops, we will have a government-run option.
You will have a government-run option because you have no choice. Look, Massachusetts has done a terrific job getting people insured. Only 2.5% of their people don't have insurance. That's comparable to a lot of European countries. But they don't have a public option, and their program is going broke. You have to have the public option in order to control costs.
Now, why is the public so unsure about the public option?
Because people have made all kinds of manners of lies. You know, the president himself got such a kick out of one of the little old ladies who got up and said, "Keep your government hands off my Medicare." Well, Medicare is a single payer run by the government. So the right wing has said all these things, and people don't know. Healthcare is so complicated that they believe this stuff if it doesn't get refuted right away. And so that's what happened.
But why hasn't it been? I mean, this is, you know, President Obama, master campaigner. I mean, you yourself in your campaign, you were all about getting people mobilized, getting people involved. Why hasn't that happened with health care reform?
I think it's because it's very hard to understand and hasn't been clear from the beginning how important the public option was. In order to mobilize people, you really have to have a very clear program and very clear lines. And the other thing is, it's easy to mobilize people when it's us and them. And the Republicans have set themselves up to be them because of their own catering to their own base. Obviously, they've made up enormously crazy things, euthanasia, abortion, on and on and on and on.
But Governor Dean, let me talk about a little bit.
Our side didn't see that because they didn't really know what we were doing.
Let me talk a little bit about the us and them within the Democratic Party. Okay.
Yeah.
So when you were chair of the DNC, Rahm Emanuel, the current chief of staff, he was a big critic of yours with the 50-state strategy, and it looked like you were right. The Democrats in the House have a 54-seat majority. You control the Senate with 60 votes. You have 29 governorships. What do you think about that?
I think it's great to have 29 governorships and all those seats, but the seats don't do any good in Congress if you can't use them for anything. And one of the mistakes my party made for a long time when they were losing is to try to be more like the people that were beating them. what was actually called the Stockholm syndrome, from the stuff that used to go on during the war, when the captors would identify with their captives would identify with their captors. And the Democrats did that for a long time. Well, you can't do that. You've got to set out a clear identity and stand up for what you believe in.
But Governor Dean, that same captive is the president's chief of staff, who's advising him to negotiate on the public option.
Well, you know, I'm not going to get into what's going on in the White House, because I don't think anybody knows what the chief of staff is advising the president. I think they keep that private.
Well, we do. He said it out loud.
Pardon me?
He said it out loud. He said that the public option was negotiable at the very beginning of this debate.
Well, you know, he can say what he wants. He's the chief of staff. But I think without the public option, it's not real reform, and I don't think it'll pass.
Now, the situation that
Anthony Weiner, who's a member of the House, just said there's 100 Democrats who will vote against the bill if that's not in it. Stick with the one that brought you. Stick with the Democrats. Stick with the folks that, the Republicans have no interest in this bill, and you're not going to get more than 2 or 3 votes at the most in the whole, both the House and the Senate. Let's just have a good bill. Let's do what Franklin Roosevelt did. We got Social Security through without a single Republican vote, and we picked up votes in 1936. That's the way to approach things.
Now, but
do the right thing.
The Stockholm syndrome that you were describing, that sounds an awful lot like the Obama administration strategy on health care, which is to make an awful lot of concessions to Republicans who, in the short history of this administration, haven't shown themselves prone to voting with anything the Obama administration wants.
Well, I think the president's trying very, very hard. Look, the American people are sick of the ugliness of the Republicans, appealing to anger all the time. I think the new generation that elected President Obama, this is the first president of the under 35 generation. They elected him. The more people under 35 went to the polls than people over 65. And I think they want to have people who work together. The trouble is the Republicans are kind of this old rump party that's doing things the old ways, and they don't believe in bipartisanship. And it's almost impossible to have a bipartisan bill
In fairness, what about those blue dogs who are also saying?
The blue dogs have been very helpful. We need a conservative and moderate influences on this bill, because this is a country with lots of different kinds of people in it, and the Republicans aren't being serious about it, and the Blue Dogs are, and that's very helpful. And I think the House bill became a better bill because of the Blue Dogs.
Thank you very much, Governor Howard Dean, former governor of Vermont, former Democratic presidential candidate, and former head of the DNC. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks so much.
Now we're turning to you to weigh in, because we're crafting a health care glossary. What health care term do you want to know more about? Health care co-ops? Nonprofits? Public option? Actually, here's one way to define a co-op.
The reason they get to be co-ops as opposed to just private insurance plans is they're not for profit. They're going to have to be heavily regulated because the private insurance plans to date have left about 35 million of us uninsured.
We want to hear what you think, so please call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or email us at mytake@thetakeaway.org. We'll answer them on air and online. I'm Amy Holmes.
I'm Andrea Bernstein, and this is The Takeaway.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.